This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Thank you. Please be seated. Oh, you guys are coming up. Children, come on down. Or come on up, I guess.
Kids of all sizes.
Yep. Have a seat. Relax. Yeah, you can sit. Yeah. Pardon? Taller's behind the others. Yes. Okay. Yeah, have a seat. Relax. We got more guitars coming. Yeah. First, we have a song.
No.
So let's do the song.
You want to do the song?
He's got the whole world in his hands.
You know that one.
We have the PowerPoint.
Okay. Oh, sermon first. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good that it's a sermon first because I had something to say to Father Michael. In fact, I can't even stand close to you, Father Michael. I'm coming down here. I do not like Father Michael. I loathe Father Michael. I hate him. He tripped me.
Oh.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, of course not.
I'm not taking it back. He tripped me and I fell and I hurt myself.
It's a mistake. I'm sorry.
Are you really, 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 I love you, Father Michael, so I think we have to work this out. So do you promise never to trip me and hurt me again?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Father Michael.
You're welcome. Love you. So guess what we were talking about? Did you hear that part of the gospel where it says forgive and you will be forgiven? Yeah, have a seat. Have a seat. Relax.
I still have
no, you got to sit down. Because she's got to see. She can't see without that. Forgive and then you'll be forgiven, right? He said, you forgive and you'll forget. Sometimes you don't forget, right? So, anyhow, do we want to do the song now? And then I'll do another part.
Boy, that was real quick.
Yeah. So, has anybody ever been upset, kind of like Mother Mary and Ellen and I before, and you really didn't do something, or you didn't mean to do something, you might have done it? Okay. And so my son in grade school, I'm a professional mediator in real life, but he came home one day and said, Dad, they're asking me to be a mediator at school. And I think he was probably 11 years old. And he said, okay, you want to have a seat and let me talk? Because it's my turn. Please. Thank you. Now we're friends. And it's like the hecklers, you know. Hey. So they did this thing where they just did a three kind of line thing. And so someone would come and say, kind of like Mary Ellen and I feel you upset me because you did this. It was like the emotion and then the action. Then the other person would say, I'm sorry, I didn't know, or whatever it was. And then the final thing was, I want to be friends with you. Can you forgive me? And then the person generally would say yes, and they would sign a little form, let's be friends. And it was that simple, but it was that great. And it was a wonderful little thing that they did at the elementary school he went to up in Palm Beach Gardens. And it kind of took over for a while. So anyhow, for us adults, it's kind of an easy, or we think it's a harder thing to do, but it's really three or four lines. Kind of like what Mary and Ellen and I did. Father Mike. She told me this morning. I went, So I really didn't trip her, but we had to give you an advice. So that's really all I have for you. I have something longer. You want me to keep going? Okay, so we're going to keep going. Where's this bag? So what I have is, there's a priest named Richard Rohr. You ever heard of him? Anybody read him? Have you ever heard of these nesting dolls? Or they're called matryoshkas, right? Matryoshkas. My wife's Slovak, or her side of the family. That's very... You're exactly right. So I'm going to do this, right? One, two. How many are you there, do you think?
Four.
Four? Five. Actually, there's five, but I'm going to stop at four. So three, four. And there's even one more. It's always fun to do things with kids. But I'm going to stop here, so we're going to start at this one. So Richard Rohr has this theory. He calls it the cosmic egg. But I'm going to call it the matryoshka doll because it's a little easier to see and think about. He says this is how we start out. So there's four kind of things that happen in our development. This one is when we're children, right? And it's all about us. It's we're becoming individuals. It's very important to become an individual, know who you are, all those type of things. And it's surrounded with ideas of, this is how I feel, this is how I think. And those are good things. His comment is, but some people get stuck here. Their whole life is about me. Right? And we know that whole thing, the me generation and all that. Importantly, we need to go to the next step, right? The next step is that we join groups. We join churches. We go to school. We have clubs. We even have teams, right? The Dolphins versus the Steelers, all that type of stuff. And it's really important to have those groups, kind of like you all have right here, and our church has here. And again, it's important because then we become part of a group, we learn to share with each other, we learn to fight and hopefully get over it, right, and forgive like we just talked about, and we move on and then go on to adulthood and join other groups, work groups, etc., right? And then, hopefully we also... So far it's like my group or my story. Now it's our story. And the third story is the next part of growing into a more highly developed spiritual being is this story, where we start listening to other stories, other people's stories, right? We're listening to people that are not like us. And my wife was here last night and reminded me and that when my son and daughter, they were 11 and 8, we had brought in exchange students over time. We got to know people from Austria. So we were invited over there. And we went and we got on the train. We went to, I don't forget what it was, but we got to Munich and we were on a train. And we get to Munich, we're going to go see the Glockenspiel. Right, everybody knows the Glockenspiel. And as we're going around the corner, we saw someone burning the American flag.
No way.
Shocking. My son almost just, he was freaking out, he broke down. My wife says, I was shocked. I've never seen that, I haven't seen it since, right? It was rude, except, and here's the story. The rest of the story is, we were in someone else's country. We were also at that time, if you remember, history, and this is the important part, that to read history, you start learning things, the other people's story, read literature, other stories, how they perceive the world. And then we got to kind of think about that and reconcile that within ourselves. But that was the time period when President Clinton authorized the bombing at Bosnia-Herzegovina. Remember? And it was supposed to keep our American troops off the ground, you know, boots not on the ground, but this was something that we were doing to stop some aggression. And that's why these young people were protesting against the American. And my wife was smart enough to realize that as a teaching moment, and she said, Charlie, our son, and Elizabeth, our daughter, this is to tell you that just because you live in the United States, this little town called Palm Beach Gardens, you are not the center of the world. That there's many people with many different ideas, and therefore we have to just kind of accept or at least see what they do. We don't have to agree. But there's other people doing other things, and this was the other story. So it was a big, you know, important moment kind of in our lives. I went with humor. I said, let's make believe that we're Canadians, eh? We slid around the corner to kind of calm them down. But it was important. And then, so then Richard Rohr says, but you don't want to get stuck there either, right? You don't want to get stuck in my story, right? Because that's just childish. It's individual, but it's childish. You don't want to get stuck in our story because that can lead to kind of what we're experiencing with political parties. Very stuck. We are this group. It's great. We all pledge allegiance to all this stuff. But you get stuck in that story and you think you're the only group. You forget about the other groups, right? So you got to reconcile all the other groups. He says, we got to go to the next one. And this is the one that Jesus calls us to. He's calling to us today. This is what the gospel is all about today. Love one another. The measure that you give is the measure you'll get back. Don't judge others or you'll be judged. We all know that kind of practically, but it's important to be reminded. It's a very aspirational gospel today because it is hard to love your neighbors. But you got to think through and go, you know what? We really are all connected. So the final one, the number four, and all these things should be nested in your personality, hopefully, as you grow and get older and look at the world differently, is the big story, the story. And the story is the gospel stories, all right? Forgiveness is part of the story. It is not only aspirational, it's just what the reality of life is. Love is always love. Forgiveness is always forgiveness. You can be any religion, any non-religion, and you're still love and forgiveness are extremely important. They will change your whole world, right? If you can reach that aspiration. And so that's what Richard Rohr says, and then you start looking at and listening to people in the way they speak. Are they speaking about, it's always me, me, me? Are they speaking as a group? Are they speaking beyond the group, including others? Or are they speaking on the level of gospel? So that's what it's all about. And how about two questions? What do you say? It's to show different stories. But it's kind of fun, too. Yeah. One more.
So when I was talking to my teacher, and it was almost time to tell about the differences of people, we had this celebration at my school, and we, like, had a rare wear mismatched thing because
everybody's not the same, just be you. Thank you. Unamas.
You were a genominist, and the school asked your son to be a genominist.
when I started the story, the lesson was about maybe the gospel. Is that what I was saying? We'll talk after. Anyhow, God bless you all. Thank you for being here. We love seeing you. You guys make our day. That's the story. All right.